With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump issues an ultimatum to Hamas regarding the remaining hostages.
In a Sunday social media post, the president wrote that Israel has agreed to a new arrangement to secure the release of hostages in Gaza. He said the Israelis have accepted his terms, and now it is time for Hamas to accept as well or face the consequences. The president went a step further, declaring this is his last warning and there will not be another one. Hamas continues to hold 50 hostages, with only 20 believed to be alive. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Israel has witnessed its deadliest mass shooting in a year. At least 6 people killed in an attack by 2 gunmen at a bus stop in North Jerusalem. Police say a soldier and a civilian shot and killed the attackers soon after they opened fire. The operation has been dubbed Patriot 2.0. ICE raids launched in Massachusetts targeting criminal illegal aliens that Trump officials call the worst of the worst. Saying we're not going to war, President Trump insists that he is justified in planning to deploy National Guard troops to fight crime in Chicago.
You know how many people were killed in Chicago last weekend? 8. You know how many people were killed in Chicago the week before? 7. You know how many people were wounded? 74 people were wounded. You think there's worse than that? I don't think so.
The president posted an Apocalypse Now image online, commenting, Chicago is about to find out why it's called the Department of War. The president still holding out hope for a peace deal to end the bloodshed in Ukraine. So far, though, no end to the hostilities. Russia launched another major aerial assault on civilian targets, a drone and missile attack that killed at least 4 people. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 72 points. This is SRN News. The Texas Attorney General wants prayer in the schools.
Republican Ken Paxton says every district should make time during class hours for students to voluntarily pray and read the Bible. He says the Lord's Prayer would be a good place to start. In fact, Texas lawmakers passed a measure that would require schools to do just that, but it's been placed on hold by a judge. Paxton adds that, quote, I will not stand by while the far left attempts to push our country into the sinking sand. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Council of Europe delegation is denouncing the arrest of a Turkish human rights activist detained after delivering a speech critical of President Erdogan's government at a session of Europe's leading human rights body. Turkey is officially secular, but Erdogan has been taking the country in a more radical Muslim direction, leading to increasing human rights violations and growing persecution of Christians. Opposition parties and human rights groups accuse Erdogan of undermining democracy. This is SRN News. Federal lawsuit filed against controversial Prop 50 in California.
We got to fight this absolutely outrageous election rigging scheme from Gavin Newsom.
That's Republican candidate for California Governor Steve Hilton. He's filed a federal lawsuit against Prop 50.
You know that we already have gerrymandered maps in California. I've been talking about that a lot.
Hilton's federal lawsuit argues it violates several laws, including voter equal protection.
The districts should be roughly equal in population size so that votes have roughly equal weight. Right now in California, a Democrat vote has 3 times the weight of a Republican vote.
Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
The United Nations Postal Agency says postal traffic into the U.S. plunged more than 80% after a Trump administration move to end a tariff exemption for low-cost imports. SRNnews.com.